Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. Quick reminder for you, the numbers don't lie. Episode China is up right now for patrons at patreon.com/Steven Larson. It's up for audio. It's up for video. So you can check that out and see where the friendos and me and Larson landed on the legacy, the numbers of China's career. So go ahead and check that out. And yeah. That's it. There you go. Join us for our SmackDown.
Oh, show's over?
Yeah, pretty much. That's our news brief today. It's just go watch The Numbers Don't Lie. Yeah, no, actually, we do have some news today. Larson, what is in said news?
Well, Adam Cole's been the news. His possible pending free agency has been the talk of the wrestling world basically all week.
Yeah.
In the most recent Wrestling Observer newsletter, Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer himself, reported that, quote, those close to the situation have said that he is negotiating a new deal with NXT, but that AEW had made an offer as well, and he had not agreed to either offer as of midweek. But wait, shortly after the newsletter was issued, Dave Meltzer issued a correction on Twitter saying the following. Quote, Tony Khan said it is incorrect and he has not made an offer to Adam Cole.
Well, so, like, legally speaking, weren't neither of us are lawyers. We've been to zero law schools.
I believe if someone's under contract, you can't negotiate. If you're with a different company, you can't negotiate with them until that contract has expired. I believe the term is tampering.
Yeah, right. So if Adam Cole is under it, look, WCW used to do this stuff all the time. You know, they would use proxies to negotiate. So while Tony Khan may have not made an official offer to Adam Cole, perhaps he's had some proxies, Young Bucks, say, hey, this is what we would be offering, let's say, if you were not under contract. I'm just throwing that out there because, you know, Eric Bischoff used to talk about that stuff all the time. That's just how stuff worked. So yeah, it would probably be very appropriate for Tony Khan to lay it out there and say, no, I'm not. I'm not doing that at all. That's not happening. And for all we know, maybe they have had no contact whatsoever
entirely
with
possible.
Adam Cole. Who knows? But it sounds like Adam Cole has tons of leverage, assuming WWE wants to keep him around. And if they want to keep him around really, you know, a lot, then he'll have even more leverage. If they're like, yeah, well, you know, we'll offer you this much. Otherwise, you can just go to AEW. We don't really care. I don't know. You know, it's hard to tell. I don't know if Vince McMahon would see him as another AJ Styles or if he'd see him as like another Karrion Kross, which would be very foolish. I don't know how Vince McMahon would view Adam.
I don't either. And part of that, too, is what plans, if any, does Vince have for Adam Cole on the main roster? Does he see him as someone he'll push on the main roster, or is a situation where, you know, he'll be slotted in as a mid-card on the main roster? So then maybe the decision is if he has the option to negotiate this in the deal, whether he just wants to stay in NXT. You know, where he won't be a mid-carder.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
And then, oh, sorry, we get this point out. And then the decision has to be made. Do you stay in NXT or do you move on to someplace outside the WWE system?
If you're Adam Cole, it's a you know, I can't believe you'd want to stay in NXT. I mean, I know there are some upsides to stuff, his Twitch channel, stuff like that. So, like, yeah. Priorities are everything, obviously. If he's getting paid main roster money to stay in NXT and he really wants to do that, then great. But let's say the dude is, like, you know, wanting to live the childhood dream. He got a little taste of the main roster back in 2019.
19, yeah.
For Survivor Series. Let's say he wants to go to main roster. Would you be happy if you're Adam Cole? We're going to role play now. We're going to Cole role play, right? Cole play. Larson, you're Adam Cole. You're guaranteed, thank you, a Riddle-esque run in your first year of main roster. Are you happy with that?
Yeah. How can you not be?
Riddle's been treated pretty well, I think.
He's constantly involved. He's in a storyline with Randy Orton. He's soon to be a tag champion, probably.
The ceiling seems pretty high for Matt Riddle. I would think,
exactly.
I mean, wouldn't you think that if you're Adam Cole, I think there's more evidence to suggest that even a slot like Keith Lee, who we don't know where he'd be if it wasn't for whatever mysterious thing took him out of the game for a while.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, there's more evidence to suggest that he'd be treated well as opposed to be Karrion Crossed. But Karrion Cross is like the most recent, like, what have you done for me lately example.
Here, Adam Cole has a point to make.
Yes, Adam.
Aleister Black seemed like a sure thing. And then he was stuck in a room for a year.
Yeah, I would suggest this. No, I wouldn't suggest that. I think Aleister Black, in terms of how he fits in a main roster, is somewhere between a Riddle and a Karrion Cross. Because I could see how Aleister Black is more along the lines of Bray Wyatt. It's like, man, I have to protect this guy for him to remain relevant. Like a guy like Riddle, a guy like Aleister Black couldn't have the run that Riddle's had because Riddle's eaten plenty of pins.
Yeah.
He's taken plenty of losses, but he's still, his character remains pretty protected. I'm not sure Aleister Black could be in that role. I think Adam Cole could be in that role more than he could, but I don't know. There are a lot of unknowns. So there, I don't know. I don't know that it's that it's an easy answer. But, you know, if he gets what he wants out of WWE on the creative side, like, hey, I want to be on SmackDown tomorrow and I want, you know, some guarantees in writing that I'm not going to be stuck in a room. Like, he might be like, hey, listen, you know how WWE wants guaranteed dates? He might say, hey, I want guaranteed matches, because that's his thing. That and promos. If he's guaranteed to have matches on TV, he's guaranteed to make money because he's that damn good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know how they do stuff over there. I'm not in the business.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's a possibility where you can go and it's like, I want 3 televised matches per month. I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if that's something, especially an NXT call up. They'd be like, yeah, sure, we'll entertain that. Or if they'll be like, where do you get off, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they wouldn't let Daniel Bryan work New Japan at the same time he's in WWE. And they seemed really, oh my God, you're being attacked by a fly. Give him a Panama Sunrise.
This Mothman came flying through here.
Or Panama Sun. What is it called? Panama Sunset?
Sunrise, I think.
Sunrise or Sunset? Anyways.
Sunrise, I think.
All right. Anyways, let's talk about John Cena. Talking about John Cena during an interview with USA Today, John Cena commented on WWE's tendency to rely on part-timers and legends to pop ratings rather than investing in new talent. He said this, man, I wish there was some sort of fountain of youth where I could be a full-time contributor. Well, it'd be more like a cloning device, wouldn't it? I feel like that dude has found the fountain of youth because he looks amazing. He says, the longer they continue to bet on an aging prospect, that makes WWE's future a little less stable.
That's 1,000% true.
John Cena knows his stuff. You know,
he does, because as we said several times, you got the part timers now, the legends that you could bring in when you want to do the easy pop for ratings, boost up those pay per view buys potentially. The problem is you're not investing in this current generation of talent. So 10, 15 years down the line, when you're in the situation where you need to bring in part-timers or legend, potentially to pop ratings for talent, you haven't built up the current generation by and large. There's you know, there's outliers where you can say, well, this person could do that in 10 to 15 years. But anyways, very few of them are the magnitude of John Cena, though.
Yeah.
we're 10, 15 years down the line, you can bring someone in on a part-time basis to get the similar pop. Maybe Roman, maybe Becky Lynch.
Roman, Becky Lynch. I think Bobby Lashley could, if they really do a killer job with Bobby Lashley over the next year, I think you're actually doing a decent job of setting him up. If he goes on a killer run, all it needs is like one decent dominant run. And you're setting yourself up with a guy who could come around on a Brock schedule and have marquee matches. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe. Roman for sure. Maybe. Roman's going to be a part-timer.
I think Roman and Becky are,
and
are
Becky.
Sure bets.
Yeah.
In the future. But I think beyond right that, that, there's no, there's, you know, you can mention Lashley. You can mention Drew. You could probably, Seth, maybe. You could probably think of three or four other names where maybe, you know, given some time, maybe they'll get to that point. But, you know, the WWE has been, this fly going through here, criticized, I think, rightly in terms of they've built new stars, but it seems like the marketing strategies, hey, we're going to market our company around the logo, the WWE logo, the company itself, and not so much on these individual stars. Yes, you can probably pinpoint a couple people where, for example, Roman, where they tried to build the company around him, didn't work per se. You know, but it's been a common criticism of WWE where they haven't been building up the current crop of superstars as maybe as well as they could in terms of building them into huge superstars with potential to cross over into the mainstream.
Yeah, there does seem to be a bit more evidence suggests that they're just not interested in doing. I don't know. I don't know. I never know if it's they're not interested in it or if they're just incapable. I kind of feel like they're just incapable. You know, I feel like they have enough great talent. I personally feel like they have enough great talent to, if half the roster ended up sort of retiring in 5 years, then you can have a whole rotation of part-timers at that point. You know, the New Day, let's say the New Day stop, you know, in 5 years, man, those dudes can come back for every Raw Legends night, for every WrestleMania, and they'll pop ratings. I think that they're building enough people who have the kind of profile. The main problem with WWE is just that their week-to-week creative is not that compelling. I think that they've built stars to a certain degree, but yeah, is Roman Reigns going to be, does he have the potential to be another John Cena? It's possible, maybe. But I think that if the plan right now is to build up just the brand, I mean, it's not a terrible plan because then you have to rely on anybody. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably why. That's probably why that might be their philosophy then. And, and when I say build up stars, I don't just mean build up wrestlers who are popular within WWE's fan base.
Yeah,
you know, I'm thinking crossover stars.
But how many of those have there really been over the years?
There's been Hogan,
Cena, Hogan,
The Rock,
and Austin. Cena, Hogan, and The Rock.
Stone Cold.
Yeah,
Becky was almost there. She was about there.
Yeah, I think time will kind of tell with Becky. Time will.
Same with Daniel Bryan. The thing was everywhere.
Daniel
Bryan was almost there.
Daniel Bryan wasn't close. I kind of don't feel nobody on the outside. If you walk the streets, people know who John Cena is. People might know who Roman Reigns is. They might know who. Ain't nobody's gonna know who Daniel Bryan is, dude. Nobody's gonna know.
They'll know what this is, though.
There was like a period of 6 months where that was kind of everywhere, but then it disappeared quickly. Nobody does that anymore.
Daniel Bryan and his fans still do this.
You know what I still think it is, man? I think. Well, I do that because I love it. I love Daniel Bryan, but I understand that I'm not everybody. I think that. I don't know. I think that they're probably going to sell the company in 2024. I think instead of getting a new TV deal, they're going to sell the company. And it's going to be somebody else's problem. That's what they're doing. I think so. I kind of think that that's. I think that they're making the moves now so they can sell in 6 months or right now, so they can sell in 2024 instead of having to constantly go after these deals. I think they're just trying to get everything in line for one massive deal, and then they'll be done with it. And when I say they, I just mean Vince and the McMahon family. And then somebody else will be able to monetize their IP, and they'll probably take over like Disney did Star Wars and monetize it, you know, ad nauseum. And maybe they'll get somebody in there who knows what they're doing. I don't know.
That's entirely possible. Yeah. Let's talk about NXT. So they got a takeover SummerSlam weekend.
Yeah.
But we haven't got any clear indication, I don't think, yet as far as where it's going to be. You know, we'd assume, given that it's about 2 weeks away, it's going to be at the CWC. But who knows? Meltzer talked about it in the newsletter. This we had to say, quote, there definitely was talk of moving TakeOver to Las Vegas and running it at a major arena with the idea so many fans would be in Las Vegas on Saturday for SummerSlam. They could draw a good crowd for the Sunday TakeOver. But thus far, it's still a no. And with so little time left, those within NXT are under the impression it's the Performance Center Orlando for the loaded show. And the problem is the key officials have to go to Las Vegas the week before TakeOver for the tryout camp when they should be finalizing the show and then fly back. So logistically, I could see that could potentially be not necessarily a problem, but, you know, that's a little bit to have to concern yourself with. Like, is it easier to fly back, you know, Regal, Robbie Brookside, Matt Bloom, maybe Triple H, you know, out to Vegas for this tryout camp and then flying back, you know, like Friday?
Yeah.
And then you have a day to prep for TakeOver? I don't know.
I mean, we're 12 days away. 13 days away. 14 16, days away.
16 days
away. Oh, it's the 22nd. I keep on thinking it's the 14th. That's Triple Mania. Yeah. I mean, this thing's totally, yeah, they're just going to fly people back and forth. It's totally going to be at the, it sucks too, by the way. It's going to be at the Performance Center. It sucks. Should be in front of a lot of people.
Should be, yeah, ideally.
Not a bunch of people sitting there. Not happy because of whatever. Well, whatever. They're just sitting there with their hands crossed the whole time.
Maybe they can find a place in Orlando to do it.
That'd be cool.
It's not CWC.
That'd be great, but they have to get that in order now, don't they?
Obviously. Yeah, they do. Where was that place? Because back when they used to run it Full Sail, like a couple times a year, they'd go to, was it the arena at, was it University of Central Florida? Is that in Orlando? They used to run a couple shows
there.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
They had
a
slightly larger capacity.
Yeah, you're right.
They can do it there.
That'd be awesome. That'd be great. Let's get like a special venue here. Can we get 1,000 people in the damn building? Because that Walter Ilya match deserves, those dudes put on a match of the year. I think it was my match of the year last year in front of nobody.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, let's get in front of 1,000 people.
Yeah, University of Central Florida. That's in Orlando.
Anyways, so let's talk about an NXT alum, perhaps the greatest NXT alum, Finn Balor. He's been back on the main roster now for a couple of weeks, but in a recent interview with WWE Deutschland's Facebook, he let it be known that he already has his sights set on another run in NXT. These transcripts come to you via Give Me Sport. He said this. The two times at NXT, for different reasons, have been two of the most beautiful periods of my career, personally and professionally. I feel like I grow so much in NXT. I really feel like I'm a part of their team. It feels like a bond amongst the guys that are there, you know? And not only the guys in the ring, but the stuff behind the scenes and the producers and the trainers, and that's something I really feel attached to and really feel passionate about. And I know I've had two runs there, and hopefully in the future there will be a third. He probably got to main roster. Larson was like, what is this? It's gotten even worse since last time I was here. This is a mess. I got, you know, apparently also he goes in there to sign a contract, a legally binding document with his name on it. And then so he gets attacked by a dude, and then another dude awkwardly scrawls his name on it.
Name, writes his name and puts the signature on it and thinks it's legally binding.
Right.
I don't think it works that way.
No law on main roster.
No, there's not. At least not on SmackDown.
Yeah. I like that he speaks very, you know, for what you think morale could be in NXT, you know, it's like, man, shouldn't it be like this, you know, dark cloud comes over you and just like picks your friends up out of nowhere.
That's always kind of been the thing. The vibe I've got from NXT is that it feels more like a family to a degree.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it seems like, and I imagine part of that too is everybody by and large, you know, they'll go, they'll work out together, they'll do some training.
Mm-hmm.
Like the camaraderie in NXT seems off the charts for the most part, you know?
It really does. I wonder if they just view themselves as like, hey, man, we're here, we're going to try to prove a point. We're going to give them everything we can. And Triple H is probably like, I imagine by this time, Triple H might be like a Heyman-level motivator, you know? Like a guy who really knows how to rally his troops. Listen, guys, I know Dad could come here any minute and pluck any of you out of here, but we got to do our best. For these people. These people really love NXT. Now go out there and perform in front of all those crossed arms out there.
Well, I'm sure, too, is, you know, some people in NXT might be fired up to accept the challenge of, hey, let's put NXT on the map, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like they know within the WWE universe, this is the place where the best matches happen.
Imagine if you can be on the team, on the squad that, like, you know, brings NXT back to relevance. You know, if you can get bring in those big ratings, those big numbers, especially now they're on cable TV, that'd be a heck of a challenge. You know, it'd be.
Yep.
I could see people having a pride in that sort of thing.
Totally. Let's talk Impact. We didn't watch it. Well, you watched some of it.
I watched about 12 minutes of it.
All right.
But not much at all, if that really.
Yeah. Now that they're not streaming on Twitch, so we can't do our co-stream.
Let's see if I can even find their if I can find the episode on their.
Oh yeah,
YouTube
that was
channel.
An issue for him yesterday. So let's do these Impact results real quick.
Yeah.
Chris Bay, do you want to say it, Steve?
Chris Bay. No, I don't want to say it anymore because we can't watch Impact anymore.
All right. So Chris Bay defeated Juice Robinson. What?
I still don't see. Oh, here we go. It says updated today. No, Callahan uncensored. I still don't see it anymore, dude.
All right. So, anyways, after Chris Bay defeated Juice Robinson, Jay White officially.
It's there.
All right. Jay White officially welcomes Chris Bay into the Bullet Club.
He had like a gold logo shirt. It looked really nice. Yeah.
It did look nice. We got a new number one contender for the X Division title. That is Jake Something. After he defeated Daivari, Rohit Raju and Trey Miguel. Sorry. I believe he'll be taking on Josh Alexander at the next Impact Plus show. Day before SummerSlam, I think. Then we got, there's flies everywhere. Jordynne Grace and Rachel Ellering defeated Fire and Flava. And then afterwards, Savannah Evans lays out Kira Hogan. And then it looks like that she is now aligned with Tasha Steelz. It seems like the former Knockout Tag Team Champs has split up as a team.
Yeah, it seems to be the case. Also, Steve Macklin defeated Joss C. I don't know who that is, but I kind of want to watch that match. You know, I'll probably watch Impact this weekend, man. It is a really fun show. It's just
a really fun show.
It with like everybody.
I know it's nice watching it Thursday night when it's, you know, goes out to the world for everybody. We have our little co-stream, and we have some people that watch it with us.
I know.
It's fun. It's a great community building event.
It really is. It's fun, yeah.
Then the main event, the Elite Hunter, Frankie Kazarian, Sami Callihan, and Eddie Edwards. Yeah.
Yeah.
Defeated Kenny and the Good Brothers. Mm-hmm. Guess who took the pin in this match, Steve?
Hold on. Let me see. Sami Callihan, Kenny Omega, Good Brothers. Oh, Carl Anderson.
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, he's got us at, 2012. He always has 2012. If nothing else, he's got 2012.
On. I know.
Exactly.
I know. We got one segment announced thus far for SmackDown. It involves Finn Balor. He is out for Payback against Baron Corbin tonight. I believe they announced this last week during the show. They were going to have a match tonight.
You know what could be cool, dude? You know what we might get out of this? If Finn Balor doesn't get, obviously he's not getting his title shot, we could get Finn versus Kevin Owens at SummerSlam. If Kevin Owens is like, hey, man, don't kick the guy when he's down. He's like, well, he almost took my title shot. And then they could just have a feud over that. I mean, it's meatier than any feud that starts in NXT UK.
I mean, by and large, yeah, where someone just bumps into some.
Exactly.
Someone bumps into somebody else.
What do I always say about UK? Every feud should start with a spilled pint.
Yeah.
And basically that's what it is. It's great.
Virtually.
Anyways, we're going to be doing our SmackDown recap live tonight on the Twitch. So join us for that. twitch.tv/Steven Larson. Of course, after that, it'll go on demand out on YouTube and, of course, in the audio realm. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.